This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:04, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance and Farmers Bell and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. And by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to Sports Saturday, the first Saturday in February. So that means girls' regionals right around the corner.
And here we had all this precipitation and not a lick of snow.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it. That they bodes well for us.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, usually during regional week, inevitably there's some sort of big weather event, yeah. But perhaps we'll get lucky this year.
Do you think Mother Nature's going to have our backs here?
We'll find out.
We hope so.
I never trust her.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's true.
We'll see.
Here we are, the first week of February, and Groundhog Day, and I heard a very disturbing thing on WSMI. We have a guy here that doesn't believe the groundhog, you know, if he sees his shadow.
He doesn't. I don't believe it. If you're referring to me, I don't know.
No. I think he was talking about me.
You're talking about Tim?
Yeah. Well, I was blasting the groundhog on Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
What's he know?
It's a rodent.
Yeah.
But hey, look at it this way. With Dave Murray excluded, he's about as accurate as all the other meteorologists.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to keep it in perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
But he did see a shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter. But if it's 6 more weeks like this, I like it.
Yeah. This is all right. I think we'll have winter along about April.
But see, really, the groundhog's got an unfair advantage, because that's a national thing. So somewhere in the country, he's going to be right all the time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pretty good average.
It's the old syndrome, feet in a bucket of ice water, butt on a block of ice, and your knees are the right temperature.
It's always a matter of perspective.
Sure, putting it in perspective.
Coming up next week, we're going to have two regional tournaments for you here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, right here on FM 106. It'll be the Class 2A North Mac Regional, and on our sister station, WAOX 105.3 The Ox, it'll be the Class 2A Southwestern Regional, that North Mac Regional loaded up.
Oh, this is when you take a look at the 32 regional tournaments in 2A, this is one of the loaded ones in the state at North Mac, with Litchfield the top seed, Hillsboro number two, Rochester is in there. Of course, coming out of the Central State 8, you just don't know. You know, they play some pretty good branded competition there, and J.R. Berduris, our buddy, is coaching there. The tournament will open up on Monday night. First game at 6 has Rochester taking on the host North Mac Panthers, and North Mac has had a tendency of upsetting some good teams and playing very well at times, so this ought to be a terrific battle for an opening run game. A lot of times you get some blowouts in opening run games. This is not going to be the case at North Mac. Then you've got Waverly and Auburn in the second game. You know, Auburn a little bit bigger school. Waverly, the co-op with Franklin and New Berlin, has had a very fine season. So the winner of North Mac and Rochester gets Litchfield on Tuesday night. The winner of Waverly Auburn gets Hillsboro on Tuesday night, and then championship on Thursday. So loaded regional tournament right there, boys and girls.
No doubt about it. Of course, boys regional seeds came out the other day in the Painter regional. A lot of local flavor there. Painter the top seed, Carlisle the two, Vandy the three, and then Greenville, Litchfield, Hillsboro will match up in the 4-5-6 slots. And of course, last night, Litchfield and Greenville did battle at Simmons Gymnasium. We tried to bring you the broadcast. We had a bit of a technical snafu. The great thing about technology is that it's great until it doesn't work and it completely messes you up.
Well,
so,
you know, the bumper sticker says stuff happens.
That's right.
And that's what happens.
Right. So we apologize for the technical difficulties we had last night. And of course, since we weren't able to bring you the second half, Litchfield finally defeated Greenville. And Terry, you and I were talking off the air. I was legitimately trying to think the last time that the Litchfield boys beat the Greenville boys in any sport. And I was having a hard time coming up with it. It hasn't been in football recently. No. The Greenville basketball team's had a nice run, possibly baseball a few years back. But I seriously could not remember the last time Litchfield defeated Greenville in any sport.
And a good win for the Purple Panthers last night.
Oh, great win. And it was a great team win.
Yeah, yeah. as you were telling me earlier, that Valentine Hall really didn't contribute much scoring-wise until late in the ball game. Well, that's good. You know, I think that's good for Drew Logan's team. Not that he would not want to have scoring from those two guys, but it's good to know that the other guys picked up the slacks.
Valentine had a great game rebounding. Mm-hmm. Hall had a great game distributing. And really, Peter Kwee was the offensive spark last night. Led all scorers with 16. Perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line. And in a lot of times when you don't see great foul shooting, Litchfield won that game with the line last night. They were 20 of 27. I believe Greenville, I had them just 6 of 15. Litchfield won by 8, outscored by 14 at the line.
Litchfield's proven to be a very aggressive team this year. And they do get to the line a lot. And if they shoot well from the free throw line, they generally do pretty well. So I like that. And, you know, get the ball to the hole. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. And Greenville, Litchfield will be squaring off in a regional quarterfinal game at Painter. They split their two regular season meetings, so they'll get the rubber match for a chance to move on to the regional semis.
It's basically the South Central Conference in Carlisle.
Right.
At Painter at the boys' regional.
Which one of these does not belong?
Yeah. No, well, you know, and I think it's kind of the position amongst the South Central teams are, you know, well, let's get Carlisle out of there and let the family fight it out here. So, mm-hmm. You know, we'll see how it happens.
When I saw the lineup of that regional, I thought, what's Carlisle doing in here with all the rest of the locals?
But well, once again, Ralph, it's the IHSA's version of Major League Baseball geography, when baseball had Atlanta and Cincinnati in the Western Division for many, many years. So, I've been talking with some basketball fans here the last week or so, and they're and this is one subject that continually comes up about the assignments. And I said, well, somebody's always going to be on the edge of a region somewhere. I mean, that's just inevitable. And, you know, the IHSA does their best to match everybody up, and they don't want the same group of teams necessarily every year. So they try to add and subtract, and you know, when you move the regionals around. It's going to happen.
And as you look at all the regionals this year, I think they did a pretty good job. You know, there's not really too many teams that stand out to say, boy, they're really out of place. Yeah. A lot of these regionals seem to be pretty secure in the location of the team, central to the actual location of the regional.
You know, and obviously when they went to the four-class division, that might have added some distance for some of the teams, maybe in some areas. But around here, we seem to be in pretty good shape. I mean, we still have the good neighborhood regionals for the most part, and it really doesn't affect us too much here. So
usually a lot of parity in the local regionals. Anybody can – there's several teams in that regional that could win it, and you wouldn't look upon it as an upset.
No. You know, the girls' regional at Southwestern, we briefly mentioned that. Southwestern gets the top seed. And, you know, in spite of the record and what we've seen this year from Southwestern, they're playing at home.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have to wrestle it away from them if you're going to win that darn thing. Staunton is the number two seed. It opens up Monday night. Carlinville Roxanne in the first game. Gillespie East Dolphin Wood River in the second game. And then on Tuesday night, Southwestern gets the winner of Carlinville Roxanna. Staunton gets the winner of Gillespie Staunton Wood River. So
Southwestern will be a tough out on their home floor.
It will be. They will. They're always tough at home.
And they've
there's just so much green in that gymnasium, and it just kind of absorbs, you know, overwhelms everybody.
And they've quietly improved as the seasons went along. They're playing better ball now than that. They was pretty shaky at the start of the season.
In Southwestern, they can get in your head.
Yeah.
Because you know that they're always good, and you know that they're not going to go away. And what have we always talked about with Southwestern? They won't beat themselves.
No.
You're going to have to beat Southwestern if you want to knock them
off. And you're playing them at their place, so you're playing your ball game, the opponents are playing their game, and then something happens, you go, well, here we go again.
Yep.
You know, it always happens. It always happens. Southwestern, you're right, gets into your head.
They're close in the fourth quarter. Yeah. You got to like their chances.
Yeah, you do.
It's interesting you bring that up, Tim, because going back several years to coaches like Virgil Fletcher and Duster Thomas at Pinckneyville and stuff, that's how they won a lot of ball games, because they got in your head and made you do things that you should not be doing.
Yeah, the old, you got a 10-point lead as soon as you step off the bus.
Well, I think that was true for Coach Lofka at Bunkerville, Coach Kimbrough now at Nokomis.
Yeah.
I mean, you pull into the parking lot, you're down by 10 already. So you're going, here we go.
And that's when you know you've built yourself a program. Mm-hmm. When the other opponent says, oh, no, we're playing them tonight. Uh-oh.
We've got to bring our A game. And we've got to go where?
Yeah. No doubt about it. So we'll have regional coverage all next week here on WUSMI FM 106 and also on WAOX 105.3 The Yaks. We do need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Coming up this afternoon, a sports special from Blackburn College as the Beavers hosting Fontbonne. We'll have the women's game live at 1 o'clock, the men's game live at 3 o'clock here on FM 106. It will also be streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And then, Terry, a high school game tonight, a special night at Lincolnwood.
Well, they've put together a 50th anniversary celebration of Lincolnwood High School, and they're going to be, I don't know the particulars, but somehow recognizing some of the classes, members of various classes during the game or before the game. So, you know, I'm not privy to all that information. I guess I'll find out when I get there. So
it'll be Gillespie at Lincolnwood live tonight at 7:30 here on FM 106. We need a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more girls regional basketball following these messages.
Listen for all the Illini broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Cruise Enterprise in Girard, Verdon, and Auburn, Hamel Co-op Grain, Al Jets Automotive in Staunton and Dorsey, Fleming Tallfall & Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, Illini Medical Associates, www.illinimed.com, Roger Jennings Chevrolet Buick in Hillsboro, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, and by Midwest Basement Technologies.
Online Bill Pay is here. Now you can pay your bills online safely, efficiently, from one location, securityNB.com. Hi, this is Dan Fleming, president of Security National Bank. SecurityNB.com provides you with the convenience of receiving, viewing, and managing your bills all from one location, securityNB.com. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securityNB.com. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy skies for today. It will be windy and colder with occasional showers. Expect highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy skies continuing on. Still a chance for rain or even snow. Expect a low tonight of in the mid-30s. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of rain or snow flurries. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Right now at 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 43 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
It's coming Sunday, February 26th, the 7th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery and Macoupin Counties Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's time to sign up your team, have fun, win prizes, and score big for Big Brothers Big Sisters. The fundraiser will be held at Valero Lanes on Route 108 in Carlinville. Entertainment provided by Schroeder's DJ Service, and all proceeds will benefit local mentoring programs. Take the first step and get started making an impact in your community. Register a team today. Contact Big Brothers Big Sisters at 217 556-6120 or go to bbbscapitalregion.org.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday. Coming up on Monday night, the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers will take on the Roxana Lady Shells in the regional quarterfinals at Southwestern. Head coach Darren Deneve, good enough to give us a few minutes here on his Saturday morning. And coach, thanks for taking the time out of your practice.
Sure. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Well, hard to believe the season goes so fast, but here we are, regional week coming up next week. Just kind of your thoughts on the Lady Cavy season to this point.
Well, as you know, we're a pretty young team. We've had some ups and downs, had a couple of injuries along the way. But, you know, we've made progress, and some girls have gotten some valuable experience. And the good thing about regionals is that everybody's, 0-0 in the same boat. And hopefully we can finish the season in a strong way.
I guess from a coach's perspective, all you can ask is for your girls to get better from the first game to the last.
Absolutely, and that's what we've been stressing all along. And, it's one of those things where you always feel like you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're never staying the same, and it changes from game to game. And, we've had some good games and we've had some not-so-good games, but the thing about my team is that, and I'm noticing it right now in practice, is that they always come to practice ready to play. And so can't ask for much more than that.
As long as they've got that come to practice with that attitude, Coach, that's a big leg up on in any sport.
It is, and it makes it fun to come into the gym and work with them. And, they bounce back from adversity really well, and so it's just always interesting to me. You know, I might be feeling a little down after a loss or something, and then I come in the gym the next day, and they're ready to play. So, it makes it more fun.
Darren, I know in past chats that we've had, you've always talked about how you really enjoy practice and how you enjoy teaching the game of basketball, and I think you've got a group of kids that reflect that.
Well, I appreciate that. We, in a lot of ways, I like practice better than the games, and I think there's a number of coaches that would agree with me. I don't know how to say it. We're all educators, and we're all trying to teach. The gym just happens to be a classroom kind of setting, and you're learning some valuable lessons out there, not just how to shoot, dribble, rebound, etc.
I think the big thing about practice over the game, Coach, there's no winners and losers.
Yeah, well, we try to actually make a lot of competition in practice so that they get used to competing, but I understand what you mean.
Especially those, there's winners and losers when the losers have to run.
Yeah, exactly.
They definitely feel like they lost after when they're doing push-ups or they're running sprints, that's for sure.
Yeah, when that mean old coach gets after them after the practice and has them doing push-ups and stuff, well, it's not so much fun.
I don't know if you're talking about my assistant, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah. I would never make that comment about you.
Darren Dineen, the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, good enough to give us a few minutes of his time. Darren, you mentioned the young talent you have on your club this year, but a lot of times it's the upper class from the kind of mold those younger players as they move along through their careers.
It's always nice if you have some older girls that show some loyalty, show some leadership. As an example, Cassidy Downs has been more vocal. She's a junior. She's been getting more and more vocal as the season has gone along, especially in practice. You don't always see it in the game. It's not necessarily her personality to be more vocal, but she's learning to be a leader, and that's been rewarding the last few weeks.
Then you guys got Roxana coming up on Monday night. I know they were in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. I don't remember if you guys faced them or not.
We've actually played them three times. We played them in two conference games, and we won our two conference games, but they beat us at the holiday tournament. We've beaten them two out of three. It's in all of them. It's really a close matchup. It's going to be a coin flip, really, for us on Monday. Really, any game we play this week, we've got a decent chance to win, but we've also got a pretty decent chance to lose. We've beaten every team in the regional, but we've lost to every team in the regional besides Wood River.
That's parody.
I would say that's true.
Yeah.
So. Well, Darren, we thank you for a few minutes of your time, and we'll let you get back to practice.
All right, thanks, Tim.
All right,
thanks,
Darren Dineen, the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. And, yeah, you don't often get that situation in a regional where you beat every team and then also basically lost to every team as well.
Well, that kind of shows you the parity that we've had in our area this year. You know, on a given night, anybody can beat anybody else. Now, we've got some teams that are a little bit better than the rest of them, but there's a lot of parity in our area as far as girls basketball and boys also.
When you throw in the likes of a South Central Conference and of course Staunton being out of the Prairie State but going back into the South Central, Gillespie the same way, it's kind of a neighborhood thing again. There's a lot of pride on the line. It's not like you're playing teams you don't know. So I don't think there's going to be a surprise to any coach when they play a game this week.
And to me, that's the best thing about the quote-unquote neighborhood regional, as you like to call it, Terry, is over the course of time, the more years in a row you get the same teams in the regional, rivalry starts to develop. Yes. And it just makes the regional tournament that much more intense.
Well, when you have the ability to draw a good crowd on a nightly basis, and especially for the championship games, the kids really appreciate it, the parents appreciate it. You're only going to have one winner, but still, if you have a good house and a good game, everybody has their shot to win the championship there. That's what makes high school basketball worth the money. It's a great bargain when it comes to entertainment dollars.
Well, especially in these regional tournaments where you get the multiple games.
Oh, I love the two game nights. I think those are terrific. It's just too bad that we don't have enough schools now to make eight team regionals where we could have a couple of nights like that. I love those multiple game nights. They're terrific.
Basically, every regional is a six team regional. I think there's one boys regional, I think at Calhoun, that's a seven team regional.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing, big difference I noticed in sports anymore, especially girls and boys basketball, is these kids, any more, whether it's Hillsborough, Litchfield, Carlinville, or whoever, they know each other so well because they compete in competition year-round. Summertime, they have these basketball clinics and stuff. So these kids know each other like the back of their hand, you know.
And another thing, when you get to the postseason tournament, and it's reflected a lot of times by the seniors, this is it, you know. Your career is over for the majority of the athletes. Some will go on to play in college, but most will not. So it's a time to step up or step out.
And a lot of times that usually starts to sink in on senior night.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize, wow, this is going to be it.
4 years, where did this go?
Us
three sitting here, when we look back on a four-year span, it's not very much time. But if you're 18 years old, 4 years is a pretty big chunk of your life.
Right.
And you're sitting, it's gone.
And, you talk to these kids. Like one time I was talking to Hope Sholey, and I said, Hope, do you ever stop to think and realize how fortunate you've been? You had an outstanding career in high school. You won a state championship. And then you went on to college and played 3-plus years of varsity ball and had a outstanding career. And how fortunate, you are to have, or anyone else, to have been able to do this.
Well, the thing of it is, when young people who graduate have to make a decision, do they want to go on and play sports or don't they? And the one thing I always say is, look, you're never going to be young again. The body gives out after a while, and you will have no choice, but you will not be able to participate. So take advantage of it while you can, because time goes quickly.
That's right, and we'll see it this afternoon. We have the Blackburn-Fontbonne women's and men's games right here on FM 106, live coverage beginning at 1 o'clock. But even at the D3 level, it is such a different level of commitment for the athlete. You're basically expected for that to be your full-time job, in addition to where you actually have to have a job to support yourself in college. I think a lot of high school kids, they think, boy, I want to go play college ball. And then once they get there, they realize, whoa, I got studies, I got a job, and I got all these hours to put in to basketball. Because it's not just during the season.
True.
It's 12 months a year where you're preparing and getting set for the college season. So I think a lot of kids, it sounds great, and then once you get involved with it, you're like, this is a big commitment, not sure if I want to commit myself
to it. But that's a life decision, and that's a decision that helps you focus, learn time management, learn other skills along with just playing basketball. And really, that's what college is about. High school kind of prepares you with the basic knowledge. You go to college so that you can actually think about different things and learn to do some things on your own without mom and dad necessarily looking over your shoulder. If you don't go to class, well, we're not going to call you.
Nope.
Nobody's going to call you. That's your mess up. If you don't go to class, you don't take advantage of it. So, and having had a son that played soccer in college, at a very small college, at Knox College, it wasn't a 24 or a 12-month year commitment for the most part. But still, there's an awful lot of time that goes into just, being at practice, being at the games. The road games, there's no jets or anything. It's a bus, and sometimes it's a long bus trip for some of the conference teams that are further away. So it's a little bit different situation. You don't drive 30 minutes to the next high school. Sometimes it's 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's not like D1 where you hop on a plane and fly. Yeah. Like you said, you're on the bus and you got classes and homework and all the rest, because none of that stops.
No. And generally there are no tutors at the smaller colleges. The D1 schools obviously have tutors that go along with some of the ball players from time to time. So, it's just a different situation. But it's a great opportunity to enjoy a different aspect of life. I always, my kids were growing up, always telling them that how an exciting part or an exciting opportunity you're going to have to experience this. Look at it that way instead of looking at, I got to go to college. No, we want you to enjoy this. We want you to experience new and different things and listen to different people who have different ideas so you can can incorporate things into your personality, into the way you think. That's all part of college. You're not too far removed from college, Tim.
No, I'm getting more removed, though.
Maybe you should have been removed from college. I don't know. But
I'm surprised they didn't remove me from college, to tell you the truth.
Physically speaking.
It's just that your college was too close to the square there in Charleston.
It was a good time. I always say, people who say that the best years of life were in high school didn't go to college.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to a four-year university, that is a good time.
good. Hot. Well, it's just so much a different type of lifestyle, and you have to grow up a little bit.
You do.
You know, the responsibility is heaped on you, and it's kind of a neat thing to say, oh, gosh, well, you know, I kind of got to drag myself out of bed here because I got class. And
well, that's right. I mean, you learn that. It's like, oh, maybe I can't stay out till 4 a.m. Yeah. if I got an 8 a.m. class. Maybe yeah. that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably is a bad idea.
Live and learn.
Well, you could do that one night.
One night.
Yeah. But you do that two nights, you're dead meat.
I remember we did senior night for the girls team this week, and looking over the roster, I was impressed how many of those girls, the dancers and on the girls basketball team, knew where they wanted to go and had a general idea of what they wanted to study. And that's kind of impressive for a senior.
And that, and you're referring to the Hillsborough senior
night.
So, Well, I think anymore, kids are learning they're going to have to pin down their decisions early.
Yeah,
I think it's great for you know, you have to file for FAFSA, you have to do help monetarily and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You got to get going early because it'll pass you by.
Yeah, well, plus all that moves at a government speed, so you got to get there early and get it taken care of.
Yes, seven years.
So
not bad.
Yeah,
so that'll be fun this afternoon though at Blackburn. I personally haven't done a college game since I was a freshman in college.
The last time we were at Blackburn, it's been a long time ago. It's probably been, I bet, 20 years since we did a game. I did a game at Blackburn. But, yeah, it's a different pace of the ball game.
Oh, it is.
You have a much quicker pace, a lot more physicality involved in it. You also have the shot clock, which is kind of unusual, which doing a lot of high school games, you just don't even think about the clock unless you're coming down to the end of the quarter. So it's kind of a neat thing. It's fun. Different.
That's right. And I would imagine we'll see at least one dunk this afternoon.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, gosh, I hope so.
Even at D3, that game can be played above the rim.
Well, and a lot of times the D3 colleges will score a ton of points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
put it up.
Yeah. Giddy up and go, folks.
As I, harking back a few nights, as I watched Illinois and Michigan State play, I couldn't figure out whether they was trying to play above the rim, below the rim, or out of the gym.
I think they were closer out of the gym that night. I didn't pay much attention to that game. I boycotted the Illini after their debacle at Minnesota, where they... We got to talk about that. When you're up by three, how do you foul a layup with 3 seconds left in the game? How do you do it? That's a dumb play in junior high.
There you go. There it is.
Let him go.
Yeah.
But, you know, what was learned from that? Evidently not much, because they came back into Michigan State, and Michigan State had the ball with 11 seconds left and could have done exactly the same thing to Illini again.
Well, the dumbfounding thing to me about that situation in Minnesota was there had just been a free throw situation, so a dead ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all Weber has to do, and maybe he did say it, no fouls. Let him go. I remember watching that game and thinking when he drove inside the lane, oh, fantastic. Illinois is going to win. Oh, not so fast. And I was trying to, I don't think I've ever really seen that situation where it happens like that, where a 2-point shot won't beat you, but then you foul and they actually make it. You know, you'll see them make a foul in that situation where the guy maybe misses the bucket and doesn't have a chance for the 3-point play. But once that went in and he made the free throw, you knew they were going to lose in overtime. It was going to happen.
Old Mo switched to the other side.
Big time. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a bad loss for Illinois there. But they'll have a chance to rebound at home tomorrow against Northwestern. If you remember, at Northwestern, that was a tied game. They won that game when Myers-Leonard blocked the game winner at the Horn.
At the Horn, yeah. Well, Northwestern's one of those rivalry teams.
Yes.
No matter how good and or bad generally either team is, that's usually a pretty close game because some Illinois bragging rights there. So
they're one of those tough, tough styles to play. Northwestern, kind of that Princeton backdoor type of offense. So if you lose your man just for a split second, easy bucket.
Yeah. So and Bill Carmody's done a good job up there.
Yeah, good coach.
Yeah. We talk about the Big Ten. How tough is the conference? Look at the lower level of the conference.
Yeah.
The teams in the bottom half of the conference, you know. They may not have great records, but they're still pretty good teams. You know, they're not easy to beat, let's face it.
There's a reason that Big Ten teams historically do very well in the tournament. It's because the Big Ten Conference is a lot like the NCAA tournament. You know, it becomes a possession-by-possession, half-court, grinded-out, physical type of game. And a lot of times, that's how the tournament games in the NCAA wind up.
And if you follow high school sports and high school basketball, the further along you go in the tournaments, the postseason tournaments, that's exactly what happens. It's a grinded out possession by possession game.
And really, the NBA is the same way when you get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, the teams that run and gun throughout the regular season, that's all fine and good. But when you get into that, you know, 7-game series in the NBA playoffs, it inevitably slows down, comes to grinding it out. So no matter the level of basketball, whether it's 1A, high school, or all the way up to the NBA, basically the postseason format is the same.
It is.
It's going to be a half-court possession-by-possession
game. And it's interesting, in the NBA, you see scores average, you know, 100-plus points. You get into the playoffs, and they're down in the 70s, upper 70s and 80s.
And
about 20 points less.
Yeah, and the NBA is playing more down in the 80s and 90s during the season than they used to. You know, it used to be just run down the floor and throw it up. It either went in or it didn't. You know?
Yeah, defense may not win championships in the NFL anymore, but it still does in basketball.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And it's in particular when you have the shot clock that you're up against, like in college and in the professional level. And, you know, you've got to make that possession count. You want to take as much time off the clock, but you can't get yourself down to 3 seconds and still don't have an option, which we've seen the Illini run into from time to time.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's what baffles me about Illinois more than anything else. Consistently, they wind up, you know, 40 feet from the hoop with inside of 10 seconds on the shot clock.
And then they have to throw up a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Just
if they ever get the shot away.
Yeah, if they ever get it across center line.
They set offensive basketball back decades, more times than not, to Illinois. Remember a couple years ago, they won a game where they scored 38 points against Penn State. And then here against Michigan State last week, they scored 42. I honestly, seriously saw the score and thought it was halftime and thought to myself, why is that game moving so slow? And then it dawned on me, that's the final? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Well, I had a high school game that night, so I was done and in the car. And I'm still listening to that last few seconds of the Illini game going, my gosh.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
It was just ugly from the get-go and ugly from all facets of the game.
But, you know, basketball is not the finesse game we think about oftentimes because everybody plays defense now.
Everyone does play defense.
You know, it's a different style of game. It really, really is.
At some point, what does it stop being good defense and become bad offense, though?
Well, there's probably a lot of bad offense out there because quite frankly, just by looking at the park, there are not nearly as much kids shooting baskets.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
You know, there's basketball is truly a sport where you can help yourself.
You still got to make shots.
You got to make shots. You got to be able to put the ball in the hole.
Do you think that win at Michigan against Michigan State saved Weber?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it didn't hurt
him.
Saved him from
Ohio
what?
State. You now beat Michigan State.
To me, though, it's not so much who Illinois beats. It's who they don't beat. You lose games like you lost at Minnesota. You keep losing games at Penn State. These are games that you just have to win. And you think back to when Ron Zook got canned by the new AD. What did he say? You got to compete in the Big Ten year in, year out. Well, from the Illini perspective, they've been a 500 Big Ten club for a number of years now, and I don't know. I mean, Weber seems to be a good coach, nice guy, all that. But you got a new AD in there, and I kind of think he's going to want to get his own guy in there. We'll see. Maybe a deep tournament run can save him.
Bottom line, winning solves problems.
It does. Like Tom Izzo was out defending his buddy Bruce Weber before the Spartans came into the Assembly Hall last week. I was reading about it in the State Journal. But the fact is this. When you score 42 points and win, it's really hard to get too excited about it. Honestly. From my perspective,
anyway. We expect 42 to 45 points from high school basketball teams.
That's right.
And they play 8 minutes less.
With no shot clock.
With no shot clock. So.
As you said, Tim, you thought that was a halftime score, you know, 42-41. And if they, I was just sitting there when that game was over thinking the old what if factor. What if, with that 11 seconds left, Michigan State would have come back and beat them? What if? Wouldn't that have been a...
Yeah, think if Illinois loses that game 43-42 instead of wins it 42-41. And I know the object is to win the game, but let's be real about it. Style matters.
Mm.
You know, beauty points, they do matter. When you're talking about administration looking down upon the product on the floor, does the fan base get enthralled about a 42-41 ball game?
To that point, I've said the best thing could happen to the Rams is that you get a get a quarterback and a line that's going to allow the quarterback to throw the ball and put a lot of points on the board. That may not win you many more games, but at least it might excite the crowd and get people coming back to the Rams games, and then you can build from there. Points, offense does add a lot to the games.
And you know, administration's looking down on Illini because they just approved. They're making plans to do a massive renovation to Assembly Hall. So you know they're wanting to spend the money, but they want to get butts in the seats to see the end of the product. So they're definitely looking down on the basketball program.
I mean, no doubt about it. Bruce Weber's in a better spot than Ron Zook was because he's had more success over a longer period of time. But, man, they inevitably lay 3 or 4 eggs a year in the Big Ten. That's too many on an annual basis.
Well, they have way too many turnovers. Oh. Getting the ball down the court and never even getting a shot off. Yep. Throwing it away, bad passes.
The unforced errors, the unforced turnovers, just the passes to nowhere.
Yeah. We were talking with Darren Deneve earlier, the head coach of the Cromville Lady Cavaliers. He was talking about how his team has gotten better from game one to now. Illinois rarely gets better from the start of the year to March. They're pretty much making the same mistakes, to your point, Uncle Ralph, game one as they do in game 25.
Yeah, and that's not...
That's a problem for the coach.
That's not a mark of a good program.
No.
But,
well, my opinion is you always got to have kids from Chicago and Peoria.
Well, Weber's getting the kids now.
And then you got to go out and get that one other wild card factor from around the country that's going to come in and solidify everybody.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's always an evolving situation. But you remember when Weber took over, the knock against him was, well, he can't recruit. Right. He's a good game coach, but he can't recruit. Well, now all of a sudden, he's getting the top-level players out of Chicago. He's getting the best players from Peoria. So he's getting the talent. Now it's, he can recruit, but he can't coach.
If you look
at it. It's like, how quickly can it change?
Well,
I think he's a good coach. I don't know. Something about him gets flustered or something. He gets yelling and gets worked up. And when your coach is like that, your players are like that.
If you look back, though, over the history of Illinois basketball, every once in a while they'd have a run and they'd finish in the top one or two spots of the Big Ten Conference, but they just generally don't.
Yeah,
not in the long history of the basketball.
And it's
program.
Not like Bruce Weber's the first coach in the history of basketball to get excited on the sidelines. I mean, he was an assistant under Gene Katie for years. I mean, enough said. Bobby Knight, enough said. So it's not like if you're going crazy in the sidelines, that's just an automatically bad thing, but Illinois to me just always seems to be unsettled. You get down to the shot clock, late game situations, they just seem, I don't know if panic's the right word, but they...
Well, it what I see a lot of times is something a young high school team will, nobody wants the ball. Don't give me the ball in that crucial situation. I don't want the ball. It would be nice to say somebody, get me the ball.
Brandon Paul will take the ball, they just seem to refuse to give it to him at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That Minnesota game was the first time I could ever recall Weber and I was listening to the game a little bit, during the pregame, postgame interview, just sound agitated. He was almost on that verge, like, this is done, I'm done. He just had that sound. Like, that was the first time in a long time.
He's coached a long time. That has to be the worst, most disgusting loss of his career. Because that's basketball 101. You've got a 3-point lead, 5 seconds to go. Don't foul.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go. Let him make the layup. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? There's 2 seconds left. You're up by one. They foul you. If Minnesota makes a half-court shot to beat you,
they beat you.
Be it. Yeah. But you cannot do what they did.
And don't give the refs an excuse to call a foul.
Well, that's right. I mean, they called it a minor center, but Brandon Paul's in there slapping down on the basketball. What are you doing? For the love of everything pure and mighty, what are you doing? Get away from it.
I don't know.
Ugh.
It sounds like a soap.
I guess it's great for us. It gives us stuff to talk
about.
It's
good fodder for that. Yeah, no doubt about it. But
beyond that, I don't know. I don't have any rhyme or reason for it. So
when you look at the nucleus of his ball club versus whoever they're playing, it looks like the nucleus is there.
They got the talent,
but the puzzle, the pieces aren't in place.
And let's face it here, there's still some time to go in this Big Ten Conference.
Sure,
there's
a long way to go.
There's another whole month, maybe 5 weeks to go, a lot of ball games to go, and if the Illini can just gel a little bit, I think they could make a pretty good run in the tournament.
They're just a frustrating team because they can play with anybody, especially at home, as they've shown with wins over Ohio State and Michigan. The problem is they can lose to anybody, too. That's just it. Every game they go into, you can't say with any degree of certainty that they will win.
But isn't that the Big Ten in general?
For the most part. But, seriously, you know, if you want to be an upper echelon team, you got to take care of business against the Penn States of the world.
And that's the key. If they can somehow gel and get hot towards the back end, they could be a sleeper in the tournament.
And they've always played well in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Always have. Mm-hmm. No matter who the coach is, they've always performed well in the conference tournament. I mean, they're going to make the NCAA tournament. There's no question about that. We'll just see what type of seed they get and what they do once they get there.
We'll just see is it they get one of them seeds. Austin Peay, who's Austin Peay? You know,
we remember them.
Yeah.
Governors.
That's right.
Yeah, Austin Peay Governors. Well, you know, as you said, there's lots of games to go, and you hope that Illinois can salvage something out of this, and certainly salvage is a word because so far they haven't salvaged much.
Yeah. Mm.
Started off good.
Yeah, they always do, though, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Always start off good. So, Illinois hosting Northwestern coming up tomorrow, live coverage 1:30, right here on WQSMI FM 106. We need a break. Sports Saturday rolls on following this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. Be creative, impress your Valentine with breakfast in bed made with fresh, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Start with an omelet made fluffy with Prairie Farms half and half. Fresh croissants smothered with sweet, creamy butter. Help your Valentine wake up with hot coffee with Prairie Farms cream. Treat your Valentine to yogurt-dipped strawberries. Top this special meal with a crystal goblet of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice and taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Online Bill Pay is here. Now you can pay your bills online safely, efficiently, from one location, securitynb.com. Hi, this is Dan Fleming, president of Security National Bank. securitynb.com provides you with the convenience of receiving, viewing, and managing your bills all from one location, securitynb.com. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy skies for today. It will be windy and colder with occasional showers. Expect highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy skies. There is a chance for some rain or snow. Expect lows in the upper 30s. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies. Still a chance for some rain or snow. We'll have a high Sunday in the mid-40s. Right now at 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 43 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
The American farm family carries on the tradition of hard work and dedication to the land. This Farmer's Appreciation Salute is brought to you in part by Roaches Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center, 109 North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, Crop Production Services in Morrisonville and Nokomis, First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Morrisonville, and Pawnee, by Wolf Oil Incorporated of Litchfield for all your fueling needs, CH Service Center in Louder and Auburn, Dom Crop Insurance of Greenville, the Raymond Knights of Columbus, by Cruise Enterprises in Girard, Verdon, and Auburn, and the Animal Medical Center of Litchfield.
And at 9:48, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Uncle Ralph, and Terry Tote.
Tobinat, thank you very much. We've been talking a lot of girls regional basketball here on Sports Saturday this morning. Coming up next week, we will have live coverage from the Southwestern Class 2A Regional. Carlinville will take on Roxana at 6, and then Gillespie will take on East Alton Wood River a little after 8 o'clock. We'll have both games live on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, and a chance now to catch up with Miners head coach Kevin Gray. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, does it seem like it should already be regional week? The season goes so fast.
Yeah, that's what we talked about this week. We'd like for the season to continue. We wish it was the start of the season the way we've improved.
Well, talk a little bit about that, Kevin, the improvement of your club from the start of the year to now.
Yeah, we knew coming in, we had a nucleus that we're still young relatively, age-wise, but had played a little bit of varsity basketball. We had one returning senior lining, Nicole Manalia. And our strengths were our team speed, and we felt we had a little bit of experience, but we knew that we had some weaknesses, defending the paint, rebounding, and what kind of shooting percentage we were going to shoot. And early in the season, a lot of those things were stood out. And we can play with a lot of teams because we play pretty decent defense. But our key to our success has been if we're able to knock down enough shots. If we can shoot in the 40% range, we can beat a lot of people and play with a lot of people around here. If we don't, we struggle.
And defense, of course, has really become very important to, you know, all basketball teams really nationwide, but it's still a game about making shots, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really boils down to it. And we get some pretty decent shots. We've shot more opportunities than our opponent. But if you shoot 35, 33%, 32% in a game, it's hard to win no matter what kind of defense you play.
And what people don't understand, Kevin, a lot of times you talk about shooting 35% versus 40% from the floor. You just have to take so many more shots to get the same number of points as compared to a 40% night versus a 35% night. And a lot of times those shots are tough to come by.
Especially for our team. We do get some pretty decent looks around the basket in the paint area from 12 feet on in, but because of our lack of size, usually we're shooting with defenders that are taller on us, or they're bumping us and we're not able to hold, you know, our ground, and therefore we're shooting off balance a little bit. We've gotten better as the years went on in that regard, but still, and I've, you know, made reference to the girls, we have to get stronger, and hopefully next year, by only losing Lonnie, you know, we'll see some continued improvement in that area. But yeah, we get a lot of shots off because we create scoring opportunities off of our defense, but it's just, if you shoot in the 30s, your margin of error is so less.
Kevin Gray, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners, joining us here on Sports Saturday. Coach, I know when we saw you at the county, you were a little bit banged up. How's the health of your club going into regional week?
Haley Kirkwood is coming back from ankle. She sat two or three games. The other night against Monolith, her movement was a lot better. Alexis Burns had an ankle, and she's somewhat fully recovered. Sickness-wise, we're okay. Probably at this time of year, along with everybody else, you know, you got your aches and pains. Mm-hmm. But feel pretty good going into the regional.
What do you know about East Alton Wood River?
Last year we played them here late in the season. They played 1-2-2. Probably fully expect that. We see them actually today. We're going to go down there and play them. So we're going to play him today and then turn around and play him Monday.
That's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice if you win the second game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm more concerned about the second game.
No, in all seriousness, Kevin, will you think about maybe playing more of a vanilla style today, knowing that you're going to see him in postseason play the very next game?
No, we're gonna go there and play like it's, you know, it's a regular season game, and we're gonna play hard, and I'm not gonna do anything different. No,
coach to win.
I'm a coach to win. That's what we have to do, and that's the style we've been trying to preach all year. So,
I guess when you've got a young team, there really can be no other way.
No, and I've been really satisfied with our total effort pretty much all year. You go through some ups and downs, but I'd say overall, the thing that's been most consistent with this club is their effort. And as a coach, you can't be more satisfied with that, because that's the thing that you teach day in and day out. And that, in that regard, they have matured and quite satisfied.
And how short that basketball season gets here, doesn't seem like no time we were starting, and now here you're down to your last game prior to the regional. And once you get in the regional, hey, you don't win, season's over.
It really hits you really a couple of days before senior night. That's when you start feeling a lot of emotions. Especially if you feel like you have an opportunity in the regional. Really, the last couple of weeks really just brings a sense of reality and urgency. I think our girls understand, unlike last, a couple of years, that they have a legitimate opportunity this year that's presenting themselves. And there's sometimes in your sports career that you have to realize you have an opportunity and you got to do your best to seize the moment. And I think that's where we're at right now.
Kevin, you mentioned earlier your important senior, Lonnie Nicole Minnelli. Just talk a little bit about what she has meant to your program.
We talked a little bit about, how we want to present ourselves as being, aggressive, playing the game the right way. She's going to participate, looks like, if we play three more games, possibly, that she'll play in 100 varsity basketball games at Gillespie.
Wow.
She's going to score, almost 500 points on her career. I mean, she never was a big scorer, but she plays defense. She understands, her role offensively. She's a better passer than she is a scorer. She plays, in general, she plays the opponent's best guard. She's asked to do, the little dirty things that, a lot of people don't understand. She's been a blessing to coach. She's a coach's dream, and I'm going to hate to see her leave. I can't envision, she's played 4 years for me, someone else is going to wear number 23 next year. And there's a lot of coaches, around the area that, I think they understand, she's persevered when we weren't very good and weren't very competitive. And now, we got to a point where at least we can compete.
Kevin, we thank you for a few minutes of your time. Good luck against your others today, and then I guess better luck against them on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Kevin Gray, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners, good enough to give us a few minutes of his time here on this Saturday morning with regional week right around the corner. And Kevin Gray, you can tell when you watch his team play, they're very well coached.
Yeah.
A very well coached basketball club, and they'll be a tough out in the regional next week.
The word, when you see coaches like that work their girls, our boys, the key word is fundamentals. Get the fundamentals done, and the rest will fall in place.
Fundamentals and play hard.
Yeah.
And take your chances.
You can't ask more than that from your kids, boys or girls, as long as they give you every ounce of effort they've got in their personality or their body. That's all you can ask them.
Absolutely. We'll have the North Mac Regional next week right here on WSMI FM 106. The Southwestern Regional, which Gillespie will be participating in, that'll be heard on our sister station, WAOX 105.3 The Ox. And, of course, our entire broadcast schedule always available online at WSMIRadio.com. BigSportsTalk.com. Big special today from Blackburn College. Blackburn hosting Fontbonne. We'll have the women's game live at 1, the men's game live at 3 here on WQSMI. And then boys high school basketball tonight has Gillespie at Lincolnwood live at 7:30. All the action today streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. We got a couple minutes left in the show, Uncle Ralph, and I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't hit on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Big game comes up tomorrow. All the talk is the Giants are going to win, but as you know, whenever that is the tone of the conversation, Super Bowl week, it usually goes the other way.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards the Patriots. I don't know. I think it'll be a close game, and as you said, everybody I think is picking the Giants to win it, but I kind of lean towards the Patriots maybe by as little as a field goal.
I know it makes me sick to say it, but I would have to agree with you. And this game might come down to whichever great quarterback has the ball last.
True.
You know, if Eli's got the ball late in one score game, you got to like the Giants' chances. Same can be said for the Patriots with Tom Brady.
And, you know, Tim, just a final comment here. We're about out of time, but getting back to high school sports and high school athletes, boys and girls, I don't think there's a more of a sunken feeling. You've been there and done it. Sunken feeling goes into your heart. Then the last time you walk off that floor knowing your career is over. You're not going to be back next year. You're not going to be back tomorrow. Your career is over. You have played your last game. And of course, we all move on and go on to bigger and better things, we hope. But it's a sunken feeling.
It really is. The finality of the situation is sad. At times, no doubt about it. We are out of time here on Sports Saturday. Thanks to Darren Deneve and Kevin Gray for a few minutes of their time on this Saturday morning. Regional week next week. Of course, check the website for the broadcast schedule, WSMIRadio.com. A Blackburn College basketball special begins live at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For Tobinot, Terry Tote, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim Mice. Sports Saturday is done. It's time now for CNN Radio News.